For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We are about to find out just how strong mentally Miss TJ Sharp is. To be Morning Coffee Club, how much fortitude does she have? 92.5 WBEE.
Well, the older I get, the easier it is to give this up for a whole year. And I'm telling you right now.
Poor Steve.
No, it's not that.
Oh, sorry.
It is going to be a no-buy year for me. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not.
So I am not going to buy any more new shirts, any more new pants, no dresses, no clothes, no shoes. I'm not going to buy anything for the house because that's my favorite thing to do is to go like, especially to like flea marketplaces and stuff and pick stuff out. I have more than what I need in that house. If anything, we've purged out because I keep piling stuff in there. I don't need anything else. So I am going to stop buying it. And by God, if I am not being served constantly with coupons tempting me that my next favorite decor is waiting on this and this app and you have 30% off. And I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
Now, did you see this no buy year online?
I did, but I'm also like, over the holidays when we were cleaning and making way for everything and we were moving everything out, to make way for everybody who's going to come in and visit. I have not moved that stuff back into my living space. Mm. I kind of like the space open like that.
Yeah.
And I think that was the realization where I have just way too much junk, like stuff. And yes, I like it, but I don't need it. And now all of this money I've spent on that could have been used towards something better.
When did you start all this?
I don't know. I mean, it's just been, I haven't bought.
The last couple weeks?
Yeah.
This wasn't like a New Year's resolution.
No, it's just been something I've kept to myself.
Okay.
Does this include takeout coffee? Because I see that you have a takeout coffee with you.
I don't think it includes. First of all, I woke up this morning and there was no coffee in the house. So it was either me be here super tired with no coffee or I got to go through a drive-thru.
I think food should be off the table for no buy.
Okay.
You got to buy food.
Here's the thing, Billy, is you're saying that as someone who has not been out to eat in years. You couldn't recount the last time that you had been out.
Couldn't tell you.
TJ asked us to get DoorDash this week.
Yeah.
You order takeout all the time. So I feel like takeout, if you're doing a no buy, is the point to save money or to not have stuff in your house?
Baby steps.
I'm not going to starve.
You got to eat something.
I got to eat.
Whether it's from the grocery store.
Yeah. Okay. For right now.
Are there rules for this?
I don't know.
Is there some TikTokers like, okay, here's how you have to do it. Here's the rule.
For me, not buying new clothes, not buying a new thing for my house is a big step. Not buying new shoes. It's a big step. I know you guys are staring at me, but I would shop for like sweaters and I have 6 pairs of the same pants.
Well, yeah, because you find it and then you buy multiples of it. Here's what I think you need to do. Because when you buy something, you get a dopamine hit and that it like becomes addicting.
Yeah.
So you know how like toddlers have potty training charts with stickers? I think you need to get yourself a chart and you put a sticker on it every day that you don't buy something.
What? Like a star
hold
chart?
On. Just yes. To help you out, I will buy some poster board. I will stop on the way home today. What do we need? Poster board.
And stickers.
The little stars.
You guys are going to make stickers. Me a sticker board for no. The hardest part is going to be Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that is rough.
I know.
I love Facebook Marketplace.
I justify buying the stupidest stuff on there. So
well,
I gotta,
maybe you just got to join some free groups.
See that? That raises the question of you. You said it was about stuff. Is it about stuff or is it about saving money?
It's about money and
so
stuff.
So the free group would be, you'd be able to pass on that. You'd be good.
I should stay away from all of it. it's like, you know, what do they tell folks who are recovering? If you sit in a barber's shop long enough, you're going to get a haircut. If I hang out on Facebook,
you're going to buy something.
I'm going to buy something.
TJ, Hope and I had a meeting while you were out of the room, and we decided we're going to help you with your no buy 2026.
All right.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. That doesn't mean we're going to be buying you stuff.
Dang.
We're going to help you stay accountable. And we had mentioned making a little chart, and every day that you go.
Oh my God.
Without spending money on things, you put a little sticker on the chart.
Huh.
You're going to need something for a dopamine hit.
I am. I am going to. So we need to make like a shopping list of things that are yes and things that are no. Because there's got to be some yes, right? It can't just all
look at her,
be like.
She's already trying to talk this is
logical. This, you're working it through. Food, I think, should be off the table.
Yeah.
Food should be fine. Chip food, groceries. But you're, Hope, you're saying
takeout.
No takeout.
No takeout. And
no eating out either.
The Grubhub and the Uber Eats is what gets me.
Yeah.
So none of that.
But that's going to affect the rest of the family.
They have groceries.
Not
Steve
always.
Was making pizza the other night.
Clearly, Steve didn't have the cabinet full with your K-cups.
I know. We had no coffee this morning. I've just been staying out of stores. Because a lot of times, like, especially if I wanted time away or by myself, if it was a nice day and I didn't really have anywhere, I would go into a store.
Right.
I would walk around
and just
the
wander
store.
And look.
Yeah.
I kind of do the same thing.
I'm going to go to Kohl's. I'm going to see what's new. Yep. I don't need to be doing that.
So are there any loopholes that we're going to allow for your no-buy 2026?
Like guitars and stars, when I start asking about our mood board and what we're going to wear.
You're going to wear a duplicate outfit.
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
Yep.
Same thing with Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. You're going to wear something you already own.
Yep.
Here's where she's going to get into trouble. There's a Brantley Gilbert show in Niagara Falls.
Well, yeah, I can't go.
Did you hear that?
I can't go. I can't go.
No,
you
can go.
You're going to end up buying merch.
I'll buy merch.
It's the merch. If the tickets are free, then you can go, right?
Okay, right.
Because you're not.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying them.
Correct.
But you can't buy merch.
No merch.
No Brantley t-shirt.
Brantley merch that you can wear from past shows.
Yes. But I've gotten fatter, so they don't fit.
Look at you making excuses.
Well, when's the Brantley show?
I got time to lose
April?
Weight.
April?
You're right. I'm going to lose weight by not getting all the takeout. So a no-buy year, I think I can do it. I have faith in myself. You
now,
guys are just going
to
see.
Do you need to cancel any subscriptions? Like, do you have Amazon Prime where it's going to make it easier to buy things?
There are things coming out of my account that I can't find.
What do you mean?
So I think my mother is hooked to my Amazon account. Somebody somewhere is charging stuff. So I do need to get
to the bottom of that
because there's an Amazon Prime video that keeps coming out for $9.99 and it's not under mine and it's not under the app. I'm like, someone somewhere.
Oh, somebody clicked on that. That's an additional.
It's like a fraud thing.
But I can't find it to cancel
undo it.
It.
Right. Well, they make it difficult to find it.
That's when you mark your card as fraud, stolen,
I can't do that.
Is everybody in the household on board for this or is it just you?
Just me.
Well, I don't think anyone else is going to be impacted if she buys another antique to put on the wall.
Yeah, they're not.
No more Bridgerton silver spoons for the collection on the wall.
I've done it all. I'm telling you, I turned 50 this year. And I just need to stop adding crap to my collection and just like live. You know, I've made a home for myself and my family. I need to just be comfortable in it and stop wanting to change it.
All right. We're going to make the board.
No new carpets. No new throw carpets.
I'm going to bring in the arts and crafts tomorrow. I'm going to stop somewhere on the way home.
Okay.
I'll get some poster board, some stickers. Mm-hmm. Then every day you could pick the sticker. Does she get stickers when she messes up?
No.
You only get it when you go full day without buying anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, game on. Everybody needs a hype squad like these guys.
We got an update here. We have been here all of 7 minutes, and she got her first Olympic gold. Damn it, Tommy spilled beer all over me. It's all worth it.
Let's go win.
Those are some very proud brothers from our region that are getting noticed worldwide. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
The Wynn family is going viral. Haley Wynn is a Bishop Kearney grad, and she is competing in the women's hockey for Team USA at the Olympics, and her brothers are being featured on today. They're all over the internet, taking pictures of Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, I just love how he's randomly he all over the up. Olympics.
They've got all these like intense American flag matching like sweatsuits with matching bucket hats. But they're going viral for cheering on their sister Haley.
And they're from Webster.
And they're very proud of their sister. Oh my God.
If you watch this, like as the old, if you're the oldest child, there was always a point in time where you wanted an older sibling, you know, because we want what we can't have.
Right, right.
And I am so jealous. Like, I want three older brothers like this that just run around in life with matching outfits and cheer me on like insane lunatics. And the parents came on to the Today Show with them. Again, they all live in Webster. And they go, yeah, there was never a dull moment in our house. Because you look at these kids and you're like, oh, my gosh, your house must have been crazy. These boys are already in their 20s, you know?
Well, like part of why she's probably a good hockey player is A, it's a hockey family, but B, she's got three older brothers that she probably fought with and wrestled with her entire life.
And Bishop Kearney is quickly becoming the prime hockey school.
There's how many Bishop Kearney grads in the Olympics? There's like five, I think, on Team USA. Wow.
They're having parties over there, like hockey watching parties at the school. But yeah, they said, I felt like, you know, chaos was kind of our routine in our house, but they were always the biggest supporters of each other. I love that. I want three older brothers. Sure, I'm 50. I'll take three older brothers.
Hope, where do you find these parties, these events you go to? GB Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
On Instagram. Like every other woman finds these events.
So
I'm sure I'm not alone.
It's like an open invite or like you just, they know.
Yeah. Like anyone from the public
can just come to these things. What was last night?
Last night was a Galentine's event.
Oh my.
And this one had a vibe check.
I don't know what that means.
What does that even mean?
So they sent an email ahead of time with the vibe. And then it says in parentheses, AKA what to wear. Think Galentine's with a moody luxe twist. Black, maroon, deep reds, gold accents, rich textures are the vibe. But truly, wear whatever makes you feel good. There's no right or wrong here. This is about sisterhood, sweetness, and feeling at home in yourself.
I already want to punch myself. This is like the, TJ, what's the last event on this planet that you'd ever go to? That? Galentine's.
So what did you do with this Galentine's event?
You got to explain this to me.
So there was
sell it. You got to sell it. You got to convince her that she wants to go with you to the
next. Yeah, you
got to
make this sound like good and fun.
The planetarium music or something.
I can help you out with that.
I need something vibey.
Oh, okay. You're going to need more than that. Vibe-y.
There was a drink ritual where they had curated honey that had cinnamon and rose and some other words that I can't pronounce.
What was the ritual?
What do you mean a ritual?
It was this woman is like doing pop-up apothecary things. So she did like this drink ritual.
Witchcraft!
With like a hibiscus tea.
Witchcraft! So after y'all are done putting plagues on your own cups, what do you...
Oh my God.
What are you supposed to do? What do you mean you're...
We had to whisper our manifestations into the cup.
So you're all talking into your cups.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a pop-up thing.
Hello, cup. I'd like to make more money this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chug.
Exactly. You get it. Okay.
I want to know why I'm here in this place. Why did I come here? Why did I accept this invitation? What am I trying to manifest by being here? Besides talking to my drink. Should I talk to my drink this morning?
Yeah.
So should we just talk to every drink?
I mean, if you want to.
Okay, what am I going to manifest?
Well, you're just talking about your no buy year.
Can you tell me?
This coffee will give me the power to not spend any of the... Don't! Why are you...
I'm sorry. I don't know. I naturally do it when you talk.
Hold on. I'm going to talk to my coffee.
Let's talk to our coffee.
Ready? Here we go. Mine is going to be totally different than yours.
Hey, coffee cup. My cheap plastic chairs that I bought for camp broke because it's been so cold. Can you hook me up with some new ones? Thank you.
Are you supposed to say something at the end?
When you see some nice Adirondack chairs like by the dumpster behind work and you're like, oh my God, look at these free chairs appeared out of nowhere.
We'll see if it works.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.